This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of The City Wire, which covers business, politics, culture, and much more for the entire KUAF listening area. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back. I'm just glad you're still around. half the world is already checked out for Memorial Day weekend.
It is true. It is true. I'm filling in for Kyle today as he's already headed out on vacation, but I'm glad you're still here to keep us up to date.
I'll try.
Well, we appreciate it. The first thing I want to ask you about are severance tax collections. I know you guys had a story on that this week.
Right. And as I said in the prep, this is not the most glamorous or sexy of subjects, but it is important. Out of Arkansas, tax collections for the first 3 months of the year were just short of $20 million, $19.9 million. That's up almost 30% over last year. And it set a record for the quarter. And the tax revenue is off to a trend to hit possibly $80 million for the year. The previous record in 2011 was $55.1 million. So it speaks well of what the Fayetteville Shale Play has been able to produce. However, activity, drilling activity in the shale play is reduced remarkably, but they're still pumping a lot of gas out of the wells that they drilled several years ago. And so we're seeing a lot of that activity and a lot of that money, just as a reminder, goes back into road construction, and especially some of the roads that may have been damaged by a lot of the heavy equipment used to get some of the rigs in. But anyway, in terms of an economic indicator, having these severance tax revenue collections come in so strong, that's a good sign for the energy industry in Arkansas.
Well, something else that's kind of growing is the healthcare industry, and that's also important to Arkansans. I know in the River Valley, there was a rather large gift given to the Fort Smith Medical College.
Yes, it was a surprise, but on Thursday, Kyle Parker, who's the CEO of the Arkansas Colleges of Health Education, it'll be the organization that's building the new osteopathic college in Fort Smith, which is about a $58 million facility, and that's supposed to open the fall of 2016 and will eventually have 600 students. But Kyle Parker announced on Thursday that an anonymous family stepped up to donate $14 million. They don't want credit. They don't want naming rights. They saw it was a good deal, and they want to support it. So the organization that's building this now has about $80 million in the bank to build and operate this facility, and it'll be located on about 200 acres of land in the Chaffee Crossing area. So this is, you know, for the Fort Smith region that needs some good economic development news, this is definitely probably the highlight of the year so far. We'll probably end up hiring anywhere from 60 to 75 folks, good paying faculty positions. Draw a lot of folks to the area, and something else, those residents will those students will be in both Northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith area hospitals for their residencies. So that will also support the medical industry in Arkansas. So another $14 million toward that was a very welcome surprise.
A happy surprise indeed. ATU, their Ozark campus, they are also working in that health industry area, and they got approval for a new building this week.
Right. It's called their Allied Health Building. It's a little over 20,000 square foot building there on the campus. And, you know, ATU Ozark has kind of been a quiet player, but one of the things they did with former Chancellor Joe Blondin, she was very active in. The current Chancellor, Bruce Sykes, has continued this, but they provide a lot of medical industry training. And a lot of the students that they have worked with are people who have been dislocated as, for example, as the manufacturing sector lost jobs. So, you know, some people working 10, 15 years in manufacturing suddenly found themselves out of a job, essentially had to find a second career. Well, healthcare is one of those things. And so they're building this facility. It's supposed to be a targeted completion date of next November 2015, I should say. Hopefully open for spring 2016 classes. But, you know, the campus there has grown considerably. They've had over 560% increase in enrollment since 2006, added over 17 new academic and technical programs. And so that is a what used to be just a very small little community college has turned into a pretty significant player in terms of helping people get trained for jobs that they can get into now. And so in considering the employment in the Fort Smith region, this will help. Employment in the education and health services sector, for example, in the Fort Smith region is up more than 22% compared to 10 years ago. So it is a growing industry, and this investment by ATU Ozark hopefully will help further support the industry.
And we often talk about the growth of our area. So finally, I want to talk a little bit about a big milestone that we're set to reach, or they're projecting that we're going to reach next week as far as population.
Right. The Northwest Arkansas Council, and obviously Northwest Arkansas, is projecting, based on previous census numbers, that the 500,000th resident will arrive on May 28th. That's next Wednesday. And that's interesting, obviously, for a lot of reasons. The council is having a social media contest with it. You can go to the CityWire, you can go to the council's website to learn more about that. But what's interesting, we talked to a realtor, David Erstein, with the CBRE Northwest Arkansas, and you know, he says the 500,000 number, that's not just a number, that that's a critical milestone for groups that are looking at a region. You know, it's kind of a marker. If you don't have 500,000 people, some restaurants, some amenities, some businesses don't even look at your metro area. Now, granted, Northwest Arkansas has been a little bit different because of the Walmart impact and Tyson and J.B. Hunt and University. But, you know, Erstein says this will help put Northwest Arkansas even more on the map as some of these site location consultants add Northwest Arkansas to that 500,000 group. So the Northwest Arkansas Council, of course, they're promoting that, and they hope it leads to economic development. And it'll be interesting when the next census estimate comes out to see when we truly hit the 500,000 number.
Well, we will keep our eyes on that. It is a growing region, and lots happening all the time, and lots always happening at the CityWire, and I hope you get to take a little bit of a vacation and enjoy the Memorial Day weekend.
Well, I plan on doing a little bit of that. I hope you do the same.
I will. Thank you so much. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the CityWire, which covers business, politics, culture, and much more for the entire KUAF listening area.